WFP spokesman Simon Plus says the agency's humanitarian air service has been transporting medical supplies and humanitarian workers from other UN and aid agencies, as well as evacuating those wounded. He says WFP's school program also has been affected.
Although most of the food has already been dispatched to school canteens in Upper and Middle Guinea, the some 115,000 students who normally benefit from school feeding programs are missing out due to the fact that their schools are still closed because of the strike. And in the forest region, another 74,000 students supported by the WFP emergency school feeding can at present not receive their meals.
The WFP says the insecurity temporarily delayed distributions to the Lane refugee camp where many Liberian refugees are living. But WFP now has a three-month supply in place for some 15,000 refugees. The UN Refugee Agency, which also cares for the Liberian refugees, says the general strike, which has paralyzed Guinea over the last 2 weeks, has limited its access to the camps. However, UNHCR spokeswoman Jennifer Pagonis says the agency plans to go ahead with a voluntary repatriation convoy on Saturday, security permitting.
Tomorrow's convoy will take 460 returnees to Ganta in neighbouring Liberia, and our staff in Nzikore, which is where the area of the camp is in Guinea, are discussing the security situation with the local authorities now and trying to agree on a safe route for the convoy.
Pagona says Saturday's repatriation will bring to 46,000 the number of refugees who will have been assisted to return to Liberia since the program started in October 2004. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。